Beginning Quran Daf Masechet Nasi Daf Mem Vav. We begin now. We begin Tes Nasi, which some Gesoros have the words over here that it's on the words of Hamaisim Kulam. That actually refers to one man. The Amar is Karban B'Tiklachas B'Tenufa Daksa B'Kura. That you have to go ahead and do after all of them. Whereas Reb Shimon holds, as Tesa call, it's Acha Maisi Chidi. That it's enough after. Or actually, the way the Brisa quotes it is the Chachamim, it's after one thing, as Tais explains. Even just one of the bloods of the Karban, like sounds like the Mishnah, we can tell you it befers me Sha'ama, the Sha'ama Chadera, and that Chav Chasim enough. Now, the Gemara had asked, what's the reason of Rabbanim? Because it says, Achish Tan Nazi'ain. It says, but the passage before that, Achar his galches nazrai. So we learn out mahasim just like with the achar ma'isachidis after one thing, meaning because it says explained. So he said achar kasav samach l'tiklach. It's written next to the hearing ceremony shom ma'isachid, which is an individual thing. Tiro, so it's after individual thing, even after one of the karbanos. So the Gemara asks, it says quotes ima deketabai. Maybe it's until you have both, meaning carbon bitaklachas, the carbon and the hair cutting. Because v'ha achat teglach they dam at this that it's after the hair cutting achat kolabitz karbanos, it's also after all the karbanos too. So now the Gemara answered as Taisa quotes imkain that's the case gzeir shava of the achat achat lamalim. What do you mean gzeir shava? That's a simple understanding of pasuk. Obviously teaching you that achat ma'isechid. The Gemara quote Taisa quotes from the Gemara that Rav says as Taisa quotes tnufa benazim akemis. The waiting ceremony by the nazir is critical as Taisa explains. Let's just say I'm from drinking the wine. The Gemara said, according to who? If it's according to Rabbanon, how could that be? As Tosafot quotes, Hashdif now taglachas, the hearing should be good for Nazar, which is Nazar itself. The words of the Gemara is Loimakevis, Namakev, so Tanufa, Shemakevis, Bokamakim, that throughout all halacha is generally Namakev, Mebaya. Do I have to say, of course, Nakin, Nimakev? So rather, must be like Rabbi Eliezer. Because, as Tosafot explains, what would you say that since we're going to kapara, as Tez quotes, Shira Mitzvah, it's the remnants of the Mitzvah. If you make Tenufa the waving ceremony, Shira Mitzvah, the remnants of the Mitzvah, in other words, like also you don't do it. It's like as if you didn't get a Tumen, because like Mitzvah, you didn't do the choice of Mitzvah, but if you do get a Tumen, because they ain't Ma'akev, because not Ma'akev, so you would think it would not be Ma'akev. That no, like Rabbi Lezer says, Acha Ma'isa Kulam includes even the Tenufa, that's what Rabbi's going like. I think Tais Naslich, this is belongs as Tais is, as some as the Gemara have printed calls the Shaklam of Beis. All this rest is belongs on Amen Beis. The Gemara asks, is it really so that Tnuf is Ma'akiv? But as Tais quotes with the Gemara, but then when the Brisa says Zayis Teres and Nazir, that this is the Torah of the Nazir. What does that mean? Zayis Teres and Nazir. Bein Sheishli Kapan, Bein Sheinli Kapan. Whether he has palms or he doesn't have palms, which that's how the ceremony is usually done. That either way, it's going to have this halacha, which says the chalukah that the assumption of the Gemara isn't its question. It's dalchim perushit. What the Brisa is saying is like this: kshem she'in lekapam, just like when he doesn't have palms, ve'in the bartenu ben different. Obviously, he cannot do the waving ceremony. Dolo yonav is not going to wave it. Kachbol hashra is coming to equate yesh lekapam, but he has palms. Shaloi la'akvat nivah, that the waving ceremony is not going to be critical. The chalukah that they're karchos. So the Gemara obviously understands that the gizem of Ranchber gives a high Brisa, hachem perushit must be labravani. Because the Mekin of Desbe case, Lishtig Mezeris Teres, you don't need Zeris Teres to tell you this. But they believe Mezeris Shabbat Acha Acha, you're in the Acha Acha, that's not Ma'akim, because even all the rest is not Ma'akim. The Rebbe Lazer here, they must be like Rebbe Lazer. Shemam, number one thing we learn is the Betnufa Maida, that regarding the waving ceremony, he agrees that it's not Ma'akim. So that's the Gemara's question. So now the Gemara responds, as Tosafot quotes, Ve'loha V'tanya, but then what do you do with it? It says in the Braisa, Mezeris Teres, and Nazar, this is the Allah of Nazar, Bein Sheish Lissar, whether he has here, Bein Sheish Lissar, whether it does not here, have here, to lay Ma'akiv, that it's not Ma'akiv? Is that really so? Because that's what you're saying from Mezeris Teres, and Nazar, that you're saying it doesn't make a difference if you do or you don't have. So just like seen by Palm, so too seen regarding here. That's what the Gemara continues, according to the Braisa, that you see that it's not like that. Which, as Tosafot explains, meaning, but if I actually want to explain the Kivan, that it's equating lahashva is yeshloi la'inloi. That, like you're saying in the first price, to equate what you have to when you don't have. Let me just say, shatiklachas lima akev, that, oh, the hair cutting is not critical. Because the problem is, the lagaban on mgzir shabbat acha acha nafka. According to Rabban, you learn from mgzir shabbat acha acha, that it's not ma'akev already, so I wouldn't need those stars to teach you that. And the lagablaza, the gear says, ha'amar, but he says, shatiklachas ma'akevis, it is ma'akevis. So Makochov, so obviously it can't work comparing Yeshle to Aimlois. Obviously, Balashva is Aimlo Yeshle. Can compare when you don't have to, when you do have. Let me just say, Shim Shishlo Yisar, just like when he has here, Yavalital Rich, you have to put the razor over his head. So he's going to put the razor over his bald head. But Hanami, here also, Balashva is Aimlo Yeshle. Then in the first place, we also compare when you don't have to, when you do have. Let me just say, Shazokaglan Bazalai, that you have to do to find your arm, because you don't have palms. Which Tais explained, but either the Yada, the Braisa, the Isa, the Mechaveja, since we knew there was a Braisa, it's an explicit regarding the bald head. So, Nicholas, so therefore you bring it. That's Tais, of course, from the Gemara. Vatanya, it's a continuation of the Gemara's response. But we learn the Braisa, Nazir, Mamayra, the bald Nazir, Beshamim, they say, in the Tzach Labatar, you don't have to put a razor over your head. Salam, they say, Tzach Labatar, you do have to put up your head. Hachgesin. Tais says, this is the Girsa of Amr Bavina. Maya, the Tzach Labishamay, Ravina explains, what does it mean the Beshamim says you don't have to? It means in like the con, it means there's no remedy. In other words, I'm a Rachel, the bold person that puts a razor over his head, doesn't help anything. Now, Lev Lozda, Matekalachas, my cab is current. Blazda says that the hair cutting is critical. So, yes, Lael and Beyond, you're going to be forbidden in wine because it's not helping. Lev Bonda, Matekalachas, the mitzvah of the Makab, according to Abundance, say Tekalachas is a mitzvah, not Makab, so they can't miss it, so you didn't fulfill the mitzvah. Now, as Tez quotes from the Gemara, all the basil, but according to basil, yes, like the con, there is a remedy, meaning Lemurit for the bold Nazim, but how about time by putting the razor over the head? Which, according to Levilazi, he have us, Tab Makam, the Klach, that's going to take the place of like the haircut, and Latir beyond the minimum wine. We're both in the Kamitzah, we're both in the Mitzah. But, Hare E. Efshe, in the Gisam Rav Ranchberg is, Lufarish, you cannot explain how the Amma Teres Nazir, that these words Teres Nazir, is Bein Yeshle Sa Bein She Einloi, where they have here, you don't have, Lahash Viz Yeshle Le Einloi, to equate when you do have here to when you don't have here. According to either one of the opinions, and Bein L'Bisham is according to either one of those opinions either, as Tosafot explains. Dil B'Shamay, because if according to B'Shamay, Yesh Le'Sal, Yesh Le'Tekon, that's not true, they're different, they're not the same. If you have it here, you have a remedy. Bein L'Tekon, if you don't have it here, you don't have a remedy. Now, Dil B'Sil, L'Mabal L'Hashvas, Yesh Le'i, as the Gizmer of Ransberg is, Le'in Le'i. Well, what are you equating the one who has here to the one that doesn't have here? Ha'kochach, L'ha, B'Yesh Le'Sal, but we know the one who has here, B'Hedjik Sebab Avastah. The Pasuk explicitly says regarding that you have to cut off the hair. So some gesuras add on the words. Obviously, ain't like who the bala hashras liyeshlo. Obviously, come to equate the one who doesn't have hair to the one who does have hair. But the end, it let us know the chiyeh the biyeshli sar. Just like when he has hair, because he says it was in the pasuk of vos tar. You have to take it off with the razor. Kamay kain. So the same thing is, but ain't loy. It doesn't have hair. Now I talk lavatel that you have to put the razor over the head. Basilahi, and it's like basil. So Hanami, so if that's the case, if that's how the Bryce is saying we're comparing when you do have to when you don't have, Hanami Balahavi, Ainloi, Ula Haskika Tunufal Zray. So we also commit to compare the guy who doesn't have Ula Skika Tunufal Zray to say, okay, you have to do it. You have to do the waving on your arm, but then the Yeshlin something is when you do have. So how can you tell me that Tunufa is Ma'akiv? We had asked, what do you mean? You see, comparing. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? I'll prove to you that obviously it's not like you're asking that we're comparing Yeshle to Aimloy. It's comparing Aimloy to Yeshle, and that you have to go ahead and do it, which is like Rav that said Tanufa is Ma'akev. And the Gemara said that Vahinu Drepidas, as Taisa quotes, meaning what's like Rapidas? As Taisa says, Hadam Rabina, this Rabina said, Lubisham in the Tekana, that Rabin Bisham is not Tekana, Damar, that he says, that Beishamim and Rulaz Amr Dabecha that they said the same thing. That's exactly like Ravina according to Ravina's Pshat. What does this mean? What's this Rulaz? So the Gemara brought a brisa that as Tosfos quotes in Leboyin Yad Bedegel. Who is that going? That's Hametzayid Metzayid. If it doesn't have a big toe and a thumb, so then as Tosfos quotes in Letavei Lamas, he's never going to be able to purify himself because being the Krav the Ketziv. That Mandama holds that Pasuk is literal. It has to be sprayed on that digit. The other mandama holds amokai, right? Which is mokam in the place where the thumb would be. Now, the Gemara says that another version that Rav said tznufa is ma'akev by nazir. So the Gemara says, according to whom? Every according to Blaza, obviously. Blaza says, as Tosfos quotes the words of the Gemara, he says that. Obvious. Now, some Gisars have the words, I'm a reader. He says the Pshita, that the Afkid Lepirsha Ashas, even though the Gemara does not ultimately explain, but Emesu Kribalaza, that actually is a Kribalaza. Because my demo, they say, given the Kabar Shir Mitzvah, it's remnants of the Mitzvah, just like we learned in Lishnakama, And the Gemara wants to assume originally it can't be like, because it's so obvious. The Gemara in the first version said, and that's how the second version also, Lamaskan would hold, that it is like a Belaza. Now, Markapanim, in the beginning of the second version, says it's more comfortable as obviously says Achamaisakum, which includes the Tnuva. Must be like Rabban. The question is, if Takalach Rabban says Namaakiv, Tnuva, would you think it's Ma'akiv? So the Gemara responds, as Taisa quotes, Umiloi Ma'akiva? Pierce, in other words, Rabban thinks it's Namaakiv? But the time when the Bryce says, there's a Nazar being, usually given by me and Loi, whether he has palms or doesn't have. So Taisa explains, Lai Lishna is really the Hacha version. According to the second version, the understanding of this Bryce is Kshem Shebein, like a palm, just like when he doesn't have palms. Din Shadaakiv makes sense that it's going to be Ma'akiv. Why? Why would that make sense? The Cholshein Rol of Bila, we know the halacha of a Maseftas Menachas, that when anything is not fit to do the mixing, Bila Makev is actually, then it actually is critical. Even though you don't have to actually mix the flour, it has to be able to mix. Since the guy does not have the palms, which he cannot do it, therefore actually it would be Ma'akev. Now, the other Balaza, if it's like a Balaza, Tebele Ma'achel Kol Ma'isim. What do you mean? Of course Ma'akev, because it has to be Achel Kol Ma'isim. The Rabban obviously is going like a Rabban, and that they say Ach Ma'isim Chidi, you actually only have to do it after one of the Ma'isim. Echem Nadam Kama means one of the bloods. But that was saying, but Tenuva is Ma'akev, because that's what Darius Tesh comes to teach you. So that's what the Gemara wants to say, that you see, according to Rabbanan, it would be Ma'akev. Then the Gemara responds, what do you do with the Braisa? So it's Tesh and Nazar, whether he has here or doesn't have here, you think of it, it's going to be Ma'akev? I will in the Braisa, that Nazar avoids it, but Shammai says, you don't have to put the razor, but still says, you have to. Which, Amr Rabbevina, and there's different ways how to explain this, but Taisa quotes. He says, whether he has or doesn't have, you think it's going to be ma'akev? But the time when the bold nazir b'shamim, they say in the tzach b'chulu. You have to, and you can't. And there's no remedy. And the reason for that is because the chalshein rola bila, because since you it's not fit for the mixing, bila ma'akevus, the mixing is ma'akev here too. Since you're on the palm, it's ma'akev. Now, but the deek is, as Taisa quotes towards the Gemara, B'shamay Yisratikon, according to B'shamay, that you would have a remedy. This version holds, B'shamay Makish in L'Yeshle, that you're comparing the one who doesn't have to the one who does have. B'shamay Yisratikon, and Nazir is teaching you, Bein Yeshle, the Yisrat takes out the word Tsar, Bein Einloi. Whether you have or whether you don't have, B'shamay is L'Hashvas Einlo L'Yeshle, it's coming to compare when you don't have to when you do have. Meaning, Shama Moirat, the bold one, Yavata Al Reshle, has to put the razor over his head. It's coming to compare the guy who doesn't have the palms to the guy who does have. Let me just say, sheyeshle takana, that there's a remedy, how so? Lahana was right to do the tnuva on the arms. And the Gemara says, don't want to do lahana ba'al lahashvayz. Maybe it's coming to equate yeshle la'inloy, the one who does have, to the one who doesn't have. As the Gemara of Ramsburg is, ula b'sil, koin b'sil. No, because the b'sil, in lahakash, koin b'sil, you can't ask, Mibraisa the Nazim and Mayrit from the Braisa of the bold Nazir, because the Balamachi Achalak Lahak, then you could have asked, Lorbanan, Tiglach the Makh, according to Rabban, even hair cutting is not Makh, and according to Balazim, Akham Kamaisim, enough, you know, from Akhakal Maisim. So obviously, it's like Beishamai. And the Gemara said that, therefore, this Pshat, of Ravina, is a twisted quote to Pligid Ripidas, meaning, as the Girsa says, "Ha, Dam Ravin. This Ravin says the Nazim and Moichel Bishami Yisrael Tekana that the bold Nazir and Bishami has a remedy. Pligi Drebedas. This is a good Drebedas because Dam he says Bishami Rabbi Lassam Davech. They say the same thing, and according to this Pshat, Bishami is not saying the same thing. He's actually saying that it is a Takana. There is a remedy. Moshe Nachrina, as the Girsa Rabbi Branchberg is, and it's really on the Omar Rabbi Vina. What does that mean? Because according to this pshat, the terutzahu, according to the first pshat, it's a continuation of the point, the previous point. No, it's a teretz. Lachem pirshin. This is how you have to read the Gemara. But v'tanya when the brayso b'yeshleizar b'chulu, I v'tanya nazim mozul b'chulu b'sil and tzav b'sil says, oh, you have to put the razor over the head because look at that. Now the assumption is tzarach b'yeshleitakana, meaning not like we said before. That you have to do the razor, and there is a remedy. A pirsha b'aisach, and the way you explain the b'aisach is like this: shame the b'shiyas leisach, just like when the guy is here lahaver, you have to remove it. Oyle mitzvah l'rabban, according to rabban it's a mitzvah. Like kubal rabban, according to rabban it's ma'akin. Now in leisar, so we didn't have here tzarach lavi. You also have to get rid of it. The yeshle tekan makach, and that's how you can remedy it by putting the razor over the head. Oyle mitzvah l'akav, whether it's a mitzvah or be ma'akin. So chanam idach b'aisach. So do the other b'aisach. Just like a palm, just like when he has palms, mitzvah, he has to do the waving for the mitzvah. So when he doesn't have palms, he waves it with his arms. Now, that, but Dach Ravina is rejects that It says, no, Mekin approved the leke guva, that it's not critical, that you see that, oh, you could do it with the arms. That's not true, that you need it, and there is no remedy. As the words of the Meir Brandsburg is, oime beisil, is what beisil is saying. This we're saying, just when it doesn't have here, yeshbi, it's going to be ma'akiv, as some gesuris have, it's not fit to be mixing, just like when he has here, it's also going to be ma'akiv. That's the type of tzarchin. Well, then you have to look into this further, because the imkin, if that's the case, hanikribalaza. So if that's the case, going like a balaza, that typically ma'akiv, then you should know this halacha from after everything's done. The Mandalayim, if we come to say, Kain Chayish, the question that he must not concern with this question, if that's the case, Gam Ha, as the case of Rav Brandsburg is, that the Tanufa, Yeshlaima, then you can say, the Lekulam, that according to everybody, as some Gisars have the words, Dil'akiv, also, it's coming to his Ma'akiv, or Kribalaza. So that's one question. Additionally, Taisa says, as some Gisars add on the words, Besu Kasha, Dibbeperaka, Kaimitz Rabbe, Menachas of Yitzhazim and Al. That the Gemara says, "Come on, Shnei Matir b'Chuk." Whoever says Torah and Chuk, those two words la'akiv, is telling you that's ma'akiv. Because all good idea tar to be in the assumption you would think that you need both. I very nazar would do a nazar that some Torah is nazar. But Rab says Tnufa b'nazar ma'akiv is ma'akiv, and it doesn't say both Torah and Chuk. The Gemara answers, "Given the Chesed Ken Yasa and says Ken Yasa, Keman the Chesed Chuk." And it's like I said, the word Chuk, as the Rav Ranchik's gear says, "Meshmait Muki La Kerbalaza." And our Gemara explains La Kerbalaza. Meshim the Chesed Acher for a different reason. It says Acher, Acher Kol Meisen. So how could the Gemara say there? It's because that it's if it says the word chukah. Pesuha d'nan. Another question that says the Mishnah Menachas of Chav Zayin. These minim sheben nazir, the two types that are brought for the carbon of the nazir. Ma'akven zeze are critical one for the other. The first Gemara explains because it says Ken says Ken Yasa. Ken zel rabban rabban lezer. You think that doesn't apply to rabban rabban lezer? Why are you saying this according to lezer? So this tastes to be yesh, and the gears from Rav Antipur is liyashim. You can answer like this. That he could rabban and debad ma'akven zeze. That's like rabban for sure. That is ma'akven one and the other. Amakamakam in ma'akven. And the girsum that some have is lishtas yayin. So there's a difference regarding what are we ma'akiv. It's not ma'akiv regarding that of drinking wine. But says Tosha, okay, me, I caught the question. He answered the second question, but still the first question is ma'akiv and the hasam. So it says, there it's him, the sugi the hasam is lishna basu. So over there is like the second version, lachim version. This is what the Gemara is saying over there. Amar Rab. Tanufa ban nazir ma'akiv. Tanufa ban nazir is ma'akiv. What it means to say is like this: ma'akiv is lishas yain, stops you from being able to drink the wine. Partly, my ask you, even the rabbis of pshita, obviously it's pashut. People have rabbanon. I don't understand. Hashtag lachs the ma'akiv. If the hair cutting is not ma'akiv, as it gives the Rav Rancher points out. In other words, the question of the Gemara is: you think it's not ma'akiv? Claim. In other words, avki ain ma'akiv is not nazar lishas yain rabban. Although it's not ma'akiv the nazar from drinking wine according to rabbanon, as it gives Rav Rancher is kavuchem the taglachas. But it's ma'akib the shlamakon rabban. Ketan ma'akib m'nachs, like the Bryce teaches m'nachs, shnei minish m'nachs ma'akib zezeh. We have kabban, it's even like rabban. I, but then when the Bryce is taking out the word av, zeis toy is ben yishe kefayim, pish nabu, zeis toy is la'akib. Then ma'akib m'shalam, like the Gemara says, but then dafiyot test, the toy ma'ashmal la'akib. Okay, m'shalam yehosam, like the Gemara answer, but there is ma'agiz and ma'avanch, but the same ochein, ach ken yasa, belonging on the word ken yasa. Then he day ma'akib m'shalam, although it's not ma'akib and drinking wine, but ma'akib m'shalam, it's ma'akib m'shalam. Vitzuk lasa is shlam ma'akib, you have to do another shlam. A lot of times, this one, like the Bais of English, like Sabe, and like where he has it, it doesn't have Achanami, Titzalem, you're going to want to say, as he gives my branch, because the Mishum Tayyas of Hulu, I, but Nan, Nazim, I'm married to Bol, Nazim, I said, let me talk, let me tell you, you have to put a razor. So the Hashtag more understands now that Tzor, we actually take on that he needs to when he has a remedy. I'm going to say, let's see, that the boldness is not critical. At the Gizmer branch, because Mishum, the Gemara answers, Tzor, the ain't like Takana. No, Tzor means, and he doesn't have a remedy. And came like lishna basa mukmi. So it's according to this lishna basa. We explain milsa derad the teaching of Rav la akim b'karbon kerabbanon. There's akim by a carbon like derabbanon. Mishum b'chen yasa, and because like we said, mishum b'chen yasa, the carbon is exactly like the Gemara says over there in Menachos.